Yo,
it's the Corey Cash Radio. I was about to say podcast. I figure I'll start this, you know what I'm saying, because I need people. I was just personally, like, out yesterday, and I was also thinking about, like, the black man's mental health, and I think it's something that's overlooked that needs to be talked about, to be honest with you, and it's really dawned on me during this Nipsey Hussle situation where he was murdered last night. And it's like a lot of people have speculations that it was a conspiracy or a hit on him through the government, and a lot of people think it's gang violence. And I feel like it can easily be considered gang violence due to his history personally. So it's easy to shape that. But I just find it funny that he was murdered in the same token as far as like in the same time that he was going to produce a Dr. Sebi documentary, that's when he was murdered. And I find that very, like, odd and weird. That's me personally. But I just think that we have to start telling. And also, rest in peace, Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne, he died recently in his sleep. He was a huge contributor to battle rap community. He laid down the brick on performance, charisma, and et cetera. It was just a lot of what Tech N9ne. It was just... these two murders just brought light to me. Like, it made me want to think, like, what do I want to do with my platform? Like, my stance and my platform, do I want to be this or do I want to be that? And last night I was at a networking event, which was very, like, therapeutic to me and then very amazing to me that you just had, like, African-American males and females just in one spot, no negativity. We sat there and exchanged Instagrams. It forced people to be social, in which people don't want to be social. I just enjoyed that. And then hearing the bad news about Nipsey Hussle just put me in a dark place. Like, I feel like right now social media is very, 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 very depressing. Like, I don't get it. Like, what is, like, right now, what are we doing? Like, what am I working towards? Like, if I really want to put black people on the map, will I be assassinated? If I really, it's like, my man Smooth just asked me when we was on Xbox, he was like, is this worth it? Like, is this worth it? Like, and I was just like, it depends on who you are. Like, are you going to go full throttle, or are you going to be one of those people who's just temporarily for black people? It depends, because he was like, his thing was, it's not worth it if family, like, you dying and you leaving your family behind. I was like, certain scenarios, it is worth it, because Martin Luther King did it and Malcolm X did it, and it worked. It changed humanity forever, and it went down in history books. And then he was talking about, like, Nipsey Hussle, and I was just like, it probably is worth it for him. Yeah, he left his family alone, but, you know, he knew those people was going to come for him. But to kill him at 33, I thought, like, something else would have it up. No, they just did it in broad day into which, like, everybody was outside, and that shit was crazy, bro. It was 5 shots to the body and 1 shot to the head. It's quite disturbing that people have the him laying on the ground and shit like that. Like, it's just very quite disturbing. But I just hope that things get better. Like, I'm just lost for words as far as, like, it was random. Like, it was shocking. It's depressing. It's just totally things in one. And I'm really worried about the mental health of a black man. Like, not saying he killed himself. I'm just saying, like, I wonder what Nipsey was thinking walking around. Was he walk around with paranoia? Like, no, like, what was his stance? What was his stance and what he did? Like, what was his stance on, like, do I walk around with security? Do I not walk around with security? Like, what do I do? Because I'm about to release this documentary, and you got to, let's go more into Dr. Sebi. Dr. Sebi was a, I don't know what to name him, like, pharmacist. He just was a doctor. He was a doctor that cured a lot of diseases, in which was herpes, AIDS, and he went. He had a trial, and he beat his case. He had to bring. He cured 77 people of AIDS, and he brought them same people to court. Then I know that Lisa Left Out Lopez was going to him because she had herpes, and he cured her herpes. So it's like playing with pharmaceutical money, like Nipsey Hussle said, would get you in a place where, like, you got to understand, doctors don't have jobs if you cure them. America rather have people return to the same doctor about their illness and prescribe them medicine, which they make money off of, than to just cure them for once. So Nipsey Hussle was just going to put that out in the world, and then he's murdered. Now, what happens to the documentary? Is it still released? Is it still, like, this is just crazy. It's just crazy. It's mind-boggling to me. I know I'm scrambling. I'm everywhere. I personally just, I don't know where my stance is on this. And, like, this shit is crazy to me. This shit is crazy. I'm trying to see if I can get my man Pip up here. I'm trying to see if I can get my man Pip up here. But, yeah, this is just crazy, man. Like, this shit is nuts. I can't grasp the thought. I barely slept. I'm just sad because I've watched Nipsey Hussle grow. I watched him become a boss. Like, I literally watched this man become a boss. I watched this man come from the dirt. He was selling his CDs for $100 a pop. Wendy Williams and Jay-Z bought his CDs. His CDs came for other stuff, but it was like, I've sat here and watched this man grow to later be killed. This man is an influence to me because he was an influence because he was a rebel. He went against the music business. Yo, like, y'all don't want to give me this? Alright, fuck it, I'm out. I'll do it on my own. And he grinded. You know how long it took Nipsey to get where he's at? You know how long it took that man to get where he's at, man, and just to be murdered? This man went back to his hood, bought the hood, bought the stores, turned it into a clothing store. One half of the store is a clothing store. The other half is a convenience store. We can buy white tees and black tees, you know, on the go shit. He turned that store into that. Then he had a Creole grill next to it. He employed the people so they can be occupied, so you're not thinking about gang violence. And it to just all be taken away from some. It ain't taken away from him, but he's not here with us to even enjoy the things that he put in on. And he grinded for it. That shit is just whack. And you can't tell me that's not no military. That's not military because, come on, five shots to the body and one shot to the head, that's perfectly alignment. Like, it's sick. It's just sick. Like, and I'm having a hard time understanding, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what the fuck is really going on? Like, it's crazy. A little bit, or like it has something to, a little bit. The mental health thing, I just wanted it to happen. Like, as a black man, I just feel like it's a lot of pressure on us, right? Black men are just not allowed to feel away, right? Everything that happens to us, we got to take it directly on the chin. Pause. We have to suck it up however we feel. We're not even put in a space into where we can feel some type of way for days. We have to get over it. If we show emotion, then we're emotional. And being emotional got a negative connotation on it today. If we don't show emotion, then we're nonchalant. Nonchalant got a negative connotation too. So trying to find that medium on not showing emotion and showing emotion is kind of hard. Because this is an internal battle as a black man I deal with. Like, for me to get on live and just start crying, it'd be like, oh, this man is a crybaby. Like, it is. And it's like, we're not allowed to feel some type of way. We have to feel some type of way in private. We have to feel some type of way when nobody's around. For us to verbally say anything is like, oh, you and your feelings. It's like, y'all have trapped black men. Then on top of that, you have this constant gender war that exists on social media, males against females, feminists just. But y'all don't understand, being a feminist don't mean that you bash you bash the opposite gender. You're feminist. This is what it is to me. I can't tell other feminists what to do. To me, it's like you're looking for equality in a woman. Like, women should be given the same job opportunities men should be given. Y'all worrying about judgment and not being called a slut. Like, we got bigger fish to fry. Being a feminist don't mean you're anti-male. Like, y'all have this weird, y'all have taken being a feminist to the extreme and took it out the context, which creates a war. Which creates a war. We never, why are we doing this? Why are we beefing with each other when we need each other to procreate? Why do we have this negative thing about black men that y'all want to promote all day and every day? And y'all not even going to these corporations or marching outside these corporations that are male dominant and looking for equality pay, equality job opportunities. Y'all out there going for a slut walk. Like, come on. Come on. What is your aim? What is your mission? And I'm not bashing somebody that is a feminist. I'm talking about the feminists that want the equal things for women. I don't want to come off misogynistic in this talk either. But it's just y'all not understanding. Y'all just not understanding. Like, it's deeper than this. Like, stop creating war and being in the black community. Let's stop having men against women, bro. At the end of the day, you can say whatever you want on social media, bro. We still going to date each other. We still going to fucking suck each other. We still going to be emotionally be connected to each other. Why sit there and have this narrative that you're trying to paint on social media? This is a front for you. This ain't fooling nobody else but yourself. So it's like, what are we sitting here doing, man? It's just like, personally, then you did, like, let's say you grow up in a house or with a single mother, and then, like, a lot of black mothers are toxic in their own way, and nobody's is very not spoken of. Like, they don't want you to do better than them. They give you lame-ass excuses on why they don't want you to do certain shit. Like, certain shit, like, when it comes to exploring. You know how many excuses I was given to not explore, to not go to Florida and go see my friend? I was given excuses on why I shouldn't go away to college because, in my mind, college was going to create independence for me. I didn't want to be mama's boy. I didn't want to be babied. A lot of men are 30 and still living with their mother and being babied. They don't got to pay no fucking bills, no nothing. You don't allow this man to become a man. That is a big mental state that applies to a lot of black men. Y'all don't allow them. Y'all always nurturing and telling them always going to be okay. And you're only hurting yourself by having a grown man in your house when you really want him out and you just helping him. He never becomes a man. This shit is just like, I mean, I don't know, man. Who am I, right? Who am I? Who am I, man? And I'm stuck. I'm stuck and I'm lost right now. Like, I'm just super lost. Stuck and I'm super lost right now, and I'm trying to gain an understanding on what's going on in this world right now. What kind of things can we do to push humanity forward, to push black people forward? We out here losing our kings to the government, jails, drugs, the streets. We out here just losing, and we just taking it. We just losing our black kings to the streets. To the streets, to the government, to jails. That's why when Amanda Sowell said, oh, Jussie Smollett is not pushing us back. The thing that pushed us back is black males. And it was like, who gave you the stats on black males? Who gave you the stats on what black males? Oh, black males is holding us back for not voting. Who gave her the stats on black males that voted? Oh, and everybody's going, all the men I talk to, they said they didn't vote. My G, that's just all the men you talk to. And subconsciously, if y'all never looked at it as in a deeper thing, like, we didn't send a memo or email to each other and say, yo, don't vote today. We didn't do that. That's not something we did. It wasn't a thing. I didn't tell my peers don't vote. We just all felt like we didn't want to pick the lesser two evils, and it was just like it was ignorant for her to say that. It was ignorant for her to say that because she doesn't have no stats to back that statement up. Second of all, a lot of our black males are in jail or felons and where they can't vote. So it would be less black males to vote. But the ones that are free, even if you took the percentage, you just would have to really sit there and calculate the ones that aren't in jail, the ones that are felons. And, like, come on, man. That's an ignorant statement. And this is what I mean by this. Why would you target just black males on holding black people back? That's fucking ignorant, bro. It would be both if it had to be anything. And then people fail to realize that we already started the race in the back. We already started this race in the back. So when you make statements like that, you got to realize that white people had was there. They started way before us. They had a fucking 100-yard dash before the shit started. They was in front of us. That's an ignorant statement, and I didn't appreciate. I didn't appreciate when she stated that. I didn't appreciate that shit. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's not something that I feel like she should have put out. She should have put out in the universe. Like. When you made that statement, you had to have stats behind that statement. You can't just single out. And this is what I mean is that Twitter, personally, what I see on Twitter is just this misogynistic and feminist battle, this battle back and forth. Twitter is the one that is also orchestrating this war that we got. And it's like, you can't get into this war and then get mad when we lose a brother or sister. Stop involving yourself in this war and this narrative. Hold on, my friend Tipsy's calling in. Let me see if I can put him.
Hello?
Can you hear me? You're in. Yo, what's good, Tipsy? Yeah, I can hear you.
I didn't get the topic. I just heard the war.
How do you feel about the mental health of a black man? Like you being a black man.
All right, you can get out.
All right, thank you, man. I just feel there shouldn't be a war taking place like that, especially amongst.
Do you agree that it is a war on social media?
I believe it's on social media and real life as well.
In real life as well.
Yes. But I believe that divide is kind of more of a hindrance to all of us than it is to one of us.
Yeah.
Right.
And I just would like it if, you know, we kind of stop it, but I guess it's like something that's not going
to stop.
It's hard
to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to be stopped.
I try not to participate in. I just try to voice my opinion, hoping, you know, people get some understanding behind it, some clarity. But
right.
I'm not physically, emotionally invested anymore in it. I'm exhausted behind the battle and pretty much done with the situation as of as in its entirety. You know what I'm saying? It's just something that I wish more people would feel that way about that particular topic as well. Thank you so much.
Do you think that it's a, like, a huge, like, to me, I've seen, like, a lot of people don't understand. I've seen women be followers.
What'd you say?
I've seen women be followers. Like, they don't understand they are followers of social media, because if one girl just comes out and says she hates men, a lot of people would just follow them.
Yeah.
Not knowing where she's taking them.
Okay.
That was up to gas.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. But as far as that goes, I think that's more of a, I think that's more of a mindset that you have to have. You know what I'm saying? Like, if me and you told me, right, and you say, hey,
Wait, it's Matt. It's super windy. Super windy. I got you. I'm gonna mute you.
Yeah, just mute.
All right. Yeah, that was my friend Tipsy. He's outside. But yeah, we have a lot of followers. And that's the issue. Shit needs to stop. The stupid ass world needs to stop. It's stupid. It's stupid. I'm about to end this show and just do another show, but it's my first show.